Well, this is 1061 the Corner Lounge, on location today at the Virginia Arts Recording Studio, and we're very pleased to welcome back Mr. Mike Doty. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Brad. What's going on, man?
Well, welcome back to Charlottesville.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we always look forward to having you in town. You brought Andrew Scrap Livingston with you here on the cello. Hello, Andrew. So tonight's concert at the Southern is you guys as a duo, just cello and guitar.
That's right, yeah.
And it's the Question Jar.
It's the Question Jar show, yeah. So bring questions on weird topics, put them in the jar, and we'll answer them.
So people really, like, write down any question they want.
Completely random questions, yeah.
And between songs, you just pull one out.
You got it, yep. That's right.
The Question Jar with Mike Doty is tonight at the Southern, the former Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville. And we're here in the Corner Lounge. We're going to play some tracks off the brand new album, Sad Man, Happy Man. And which one do you have first?
We're going to start with I Keep on Rising Up.
All right, it's Mike Doty, Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
Keep on rising up, well, I'll keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up. Yeah, I keep on rising up, well, I'll keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up. Do you want to get hurt? Need to get ditched? Need to get let down, need someone to boost you, need to get dropped, just to fool your true self out. I'll keep on rising up, well, I'll keep on rising up, every day I'm rising up. I'll keep on rising up, well, I'll keep on rising up, every day I'm rising up. You're like trying to sleep off a cocaine binge in the weekday morning bed, just is like a freight train, but you're so tired and the dread it looms ahead. I threw my weight into the curves you threw at me. I ripped the rules up, said I love you on day three. I keep on rising up, but I'll keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up. Yeah, I keep on rising up, but I'll keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up. I keep on rising up, well, I keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up. I keep on rising up, well, I keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up.
We are here in the Corner Lounge today on location for 106.1 The Corner. It's Mike Doty and Andrew Scrap Livingston tonight. They are performing at the Southern. The Question Jar Tour is what's happening tonight. And it's your first time in Charlottesville, Mike, in a couple of years.
I think so. I think that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Last time, I think it was a full band thing over at the Satellite Ballroom.
That's correct.
Which they've since turned into a CVS pharmacy.
Oh, my. Let's go play there.
Yeah, I think we'll do an in-store.
It'll be great. Indeed. In the aspirin aisle.
I love it. Sad Man, Happy Man was just recently released, and let's do another one off the record. Which one you got cooked up next?
Let's do a song called Nectarine Part 2.
All right, it's Mike Doty in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner.
Oh, Nectarine, will you love me right again? Want to blank you, wanna ease it from my mind, wanna see you, wanna hurt you so bad, and want to love you senseless, leave you there in bed. Yeah, Nectarine, come love me right again. On that night I saw your picture traced in stars through the branches. I saw the meteors, are you weary? Lay you down and get some rest. Lose the dress and wear the boots instead. Yeah, Nectarine, come love me right again. And her hands went numb. I tried to hang on, but sweetness swept through all my senses. All the days and nights, sharpened appetites and fears. Past and perfect tenses. I'm a brass man. You could bust me with one swing. It's not you, friend. It's a stranger in your brain. Rent a room, man. Come to stay, you don't know when. Breaks the dishes and the whole kitchen. Yeah, Nectarine, come be yourself again. Oh, Nectarine, will you love me right again? Want to thank you, want to ease from my mind, want to see you, want to hurt you so bad, and want to love you senseless, leave you there in bed. Yeah, Nectarine, come love me right again. Nectarine, come love me right again.
Live in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner, recording on location at Virginia Arts today with Mike Doty. And this is the exact lineup on the new album, Sad Man, Happy Man. It's you and Andrew, right?
Yeah, it's me and Andrew for the most part. There's some songs with some organ and some other little, some drums and some dribs and drabs and stuff, but for the most part, it is me and the man to my right, Andrew Scrap Livingston.
Very nice. Well, I want to talk about the songwriting in a little bit, but since we got you here, let's just jump right in and do one more song before the interview segment.
Sure.
Let's do another one off Sad Man, Happy Man. What do you have next?
Let's do You Should Be Doubly Gratified.
This is the hot single that you've been hearing on The Corner. Catch the show tonight at the Southern. It's Mike Doty in The Corner Lounge.
I've been to Bangkok and I've been to Arkansas. I've been to Paris, France and Addis Ababa. Down in the hollow spot where light is never seen. I drank the coldest pop and hottest gasoline. I'm saying you should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. You should be doubly, doubly. You should be. Table and I'm staring at the plate. I wait for guests and they are 15 hours late. I read my German book and learned a bunch of verbs. I spoke a language only lonely girls have heard. I'm saying you should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. You should be doubly, doubly. You should be. Should be doubly gratified. Bright light shimmer, 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 bright light shimmer. I pushed away, push you the way. I slipped away, slip you the way. Bright light shimmer. Should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. You should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. You should be. Bright lights shimmer, 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 bright light. You should be dumb and gratified.
We are live in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. It's Mike Doty along with Andrew Scrap Livingston today. We are on location at Virginia Arts Studio, and we're supporting Sad Man, Happy Man, the excellent new album, which just came out less than a month ago, Mike?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
On that, it seems like you're on the road quite a bit. Where do you find time to do all the writing?
I'm writing all the time. I mean, basically, I'm keeping a notebook and just sort of listening in the world for interesting things and jotting them down.
Well, and I remember last time you were in the Corner Lounge, you talked about kind of being a world traveler and going kind of anonymously through countries, throughout Africa?
Africa. I was in Ethiopia and Eritrea. I've been to Cambodia a bunch of times, Laos. Been down to Argentina, you know, I like Mississippi, which is its own foreign country.
So what, I mean, do you find some of those world traveling trips become inspirational for the songwriting?
Indirectly, for sure. Yeah. I mean, definitely it's good to keep the brain fed, you know?
Right. It must be kind of a strange experience, though, you know, having a decent amount of stardom and awareness here in the U.S., but when you travel around the world, you're just anonymous, right?
Yeah, well, I'm anonymous in general. I mean, I live in New York, so,
right.
You know, in Brooklyn, everybody's everybody, you know?
Speaking of Brooklyn, I remember last time when you were in town, there was a clever opening act, which was actually your band with long, like, funny beards and disguises.
Yeah, with fake beards. We were doing our little sort of avant-garde improvisation game called Face Calls. It's sort of a crude version of some pieces that John Zorn did. And, you know, it's just a way of playing weird music, baffling everybody.
Well, and half the people didn't even realize it was you.
It was funny.
Until later, I remember one of the lyrics, I think right during one of the songs, they gave out your home address right from the stage.
Really?
I think so, but it wasn't you. It was one of the other guys.
Oh, man. I probably wouldn't give out my home address from the stage.
And I don't know if it was yours or someone else, but it was a Brooklyn address.
Wow, so. That's super weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it was on Metropolitan Avenue. Maybe it was Scrap's address.
Oh, that could be.
I think it was.
Oh. Okay. Nice. So anyway, any other hijinks like that planned for tonight's
show?
No
hijinks, just the jar, which is its own special font of hijinks.
Well, and I have to ask where the question jar concept came from anyway.
It came from just a way of talking to the audience, for one thing, and then just having the banter on stage be different every night. Just by its very nature, it switches it around, you know. So it's kind of weird when you get into a rut of saying the same thing on stage.
Sure.
Even if you're playing the same songs, there's something different about saying the same things between songs.
Yeah, I suppose so, because you wouldn't want to be the same, you know, stale comedy act or
anything.
Yeah, so this way there's that element of surprise. But even since the Soul Coughing days, you've been very open and had kind of a one-on-one relationship with your fans, you know, sharing a lot of you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems peculiar to me that people would find that peculiar, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very natural to what I do, and it's just kind of my style.
The Sad Man, Happy Man, where did you record this record?
At a place called Campo in New York, basically my friend Pat Dillett's place.
Okay, so it was recorded in New York, but it's released on ATO Records.
Right, the Charlottesville-based powerhouse.
There you go. That's right. So does anything unusual happen when you come to Charlottesville? I mean, do you have to be on your best behavior? Are there meetings?
Yeah, you got to be nice, or Dave will come down to the gig with a ruler and wrap you on the wrists.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Nice. But it seems like it's a good excuse for us because, you know, you get down here at least every year and a half or
Yeah,
anyway.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great town. Great place to play.
Yeah. And ATO, in your estimation, are they doing kind of the right things in the new?
Lovely, lovely people.
Right.
Yeah, great label.
And we're on the air, so of course we have to say that.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it anyway. To be honest, I'd say it anyway.
Well,
they're just, in general, not a lot of labels out there that are worth speaking about, and they're definitely... They have a point of view, they have an aesthetic, and they're just good people.
And that's good to see in a time of change for the music industry at large. Are you still doing your own kind of record label, Snack Bar?
Yeah, I haven't. I'm looking for somebody else to put out on it, but I put out the Panderers around about when I was on tour a couple of years ago. And yeah, I'm sort of... I was thinking about Will Myrick. Got to get some songs from Will Myrick, see what he's about.
Okay.
Friend of Scraps, you know.
Nice.
Somebody, just...
So it's music that you happen to like and are personally kind of passionate
about. Yeah,
pretty
much. I mean, it's a very low-key kind of a situation.
Yeah.
I might put some of my own stuff. I'm doing an electronic record called Dubious Luxury, and I might put it on Snack Bar.
Oh, awesome.
But I don't know. I mean, this is all me just... talking off the top of my head.
Nice. Well, it's
in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. It's Mike Doty and Andrew Scrap Livingston in the Corner Lounge, and we are on location at Virginia Arts today for this session. And well, it's just great to hear the new record. Is there anything to you dramatically different about Sad Man Happy Man?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty much a full-on acoustic record for the most part. I mean, the single's got drums and stuff on it, but mostly it's just an acoustic type of vibration situation,
right.
And definitely a 180 from
well,
Born Delicious.
It turned out great, and you know, just the power of the songwriting really connects, I think, through those songs.
Thank you,
especially in that setting. So let's do one more off the new record. We're here in the Corner Lounge, and it's Mike Doty on 106.1 The Corner.
Cool. This is called "I Want to Burn You Down." Something is reaching me now. Something that lives in the dark of my mind. It's like a small thought is gone, but it's like a millstone grounded to sand. And hey, soothsayer, listen up, but don't know who I am. Oh, friend, what if you were right? Don't wanna be that man. Never known to nap, not gonna sleep it out. I'm gonna burn you, yes, I wanna burn you down. I have a troublesome girl. She treats me like a parole officer. Well, she checks in from time to time, always insisting everything's fine. And hey, pit boss, listen here, don't up and throw me out. Oh, darling, back me up, muckers, join the rout. Never known to nap, not gonna sleep it out. I'm gonna burn you, yes, I wanna burn you. Japanese cowboys put their snowsuits on. I'm gonna burn you, yes, I wanna burn you down. Yes, I'm gonna burn you down.
All right. It's Mike Doty and Andrew Scrap Livingston here in the Corner Lounge. And always a pleasure to have you guys back in Charlottesville. And do you get to tourist and do the touristy stuff in our city here?
I've definitely spent a lot of time wandering around Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a cool little town.
Very cool little town.
Yeah.
Very cool. You guys are very lucky.
Yeah. So always a pleasure to have you guys here. Tickets available at the door tonight at the Southern. We want to extend a thank you to Virginia Arts Studio. Cool place. You like the place here?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. It's awesome that they allow us to do the Corner Lounge over here, and we'll see you at the show tonight, guys.
Yeah, we're on at 9:30, I think.
9:30 tonight.
9:30, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So, the Question Jar Show. Bring your questions and catch Andrew and Mike Doty tonight. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.